Today is the Saturday, the 29th of, no, it's not, it's the 28th of November, and it's our next to last day, next to last day, because tomorrow we fly back down to Luxor, stay overnight at the Mercure Hotel. But today was a fantastic day. We were woken, we had to meet our tour guide at 7,
Ahmed.
Ahmed, at 7:30 this morning. And we were picked up in a mini small minibus. It was Ahmed and the driver, and then we had an amazing day. Excuse me. We went to Memphis, and what did we see at Memphis, Barbara? Go on, tell me. Barbara's still a little dazed after the day we've had, so she doesn't speak much. That's the only reason. So we went to Memphis, and from Memphis we'll detail what we saw at Memphis in our next. On the blog shortly, but then we went up to Saqqara,
Saqqara.
which was where the first pyramid was made, the Step Pyramid, which basically shows you how they made pyramids to a degree. And Ahmed knew an awful lot about these. These guys are so well trained, been to university for 3 or 4 years before they even are allowed to speak to become guides. And Ahmed was great, and he showed us, how the Step Pyramid was made and how, according to him, Egypt was built. Pyramids are the pyramid, not a pyramid, but the pyramid shape, and the pyramids are in everything. And it's hard to describe in a short time like this. And these short audios can only last 5 minutes, so if I'm speaking very quickly, that's the reason. And then,
Went into a pyramid.
oh no, you went. We then went up to the pyramids at Giza and saw the three pyramids, the Great Pyramid, which was for the I it's there's so much going through our brains, it's hard to explain it now.
Went to the second pyramid.
Yeah, we went. You went into the second pyramid.
Yeah, because the second pyramid is the only one that you're allowed into. And
Yeah.
that's the one that's the highest.
No, it's not. It's the next the highest. The Great Pyramid is the highest, the first pyramid.
And it's covered in, the top is covered in limestone.
Yeah.
Because that's the rough brick one.
Yeah. So the first pyramid is it was from the original person who wanted the pyramid built. Second pyramid was his son, which we'll explain in more detail in the
And
future.
that was really quite claustrophobic, but really good to do.
And you had to be small, which you
Oh yeah,
are, and even you, Pang.
you have to stoop down from your waist, really,
And you
to
banged your
get
head.
in, and you go right down. Steps aren't very good, and then you go down to the burial chamber. You go down and up, and then into the burial chamber, and there are chambers off from there which you can't see.
And then Ahmed was saying to us that it's hard to try and get all this in. He was saying that the air vents on the Great Pyramid, there are three air vents, and each of those vents points at three stars. I know I sound very ignorant trying to explain it like this, but we will say more and put more. I'm sure most people listening to this know this. It might be us that are quite amazed, but people ask us, is it a good thing to try and get to Cairo whilst you're on an hour cruise? And we can only say,
Yeah,
absolutely, it was
it's a
fantastic.
must.
Yeah, to see one of the seven wonders of the world, to be next to it, it's awe-inspiring. It's so, the whole thing, the job to begin with must have been an enormous task, but to see the results of it and to be there. And I always say, when you look at when I've been to Egypt, and when we saw the Kate Humble program that maybe people watched on the BBC when she visited the pyramids and Egypt itself, the quality of the light is just amazing. I think it's
It's
because,
so bright.
yeah, it's so much sky and it's so flat in place. Most places it's flat plains and so much sky and it's sunshine, but it's just an amazing, amazing light quality. We did so much today, to be honest with you. We came back to the hotel about an hour and a half ago, and then we had a late lunch down by the swimming pool at the Le Méridien, and there was a
At the
band,
pool.
like a very modern jazz. That's people don't like jazz. It was a great band. They were right by the pool and they played great
Oh, cool.
music, girl singer,
And they're having lunch
we were
and
having
the view
lunch.
of the pyramids.
And the pyramids were in the background, so we were by a pool having a great lunch and great music being played. Really was great music in the sun and the pyramids in the background. Now, I don't know what the pharaoh in the pyramids thought of it, but it did not feel good to ourselves. But hopefully, more tomorrow on another Nile Cruise short podcast, and we'll be putting loads more up on the podcast. So, bye bye for now.
Bye.